Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grow Podcast and this is episode 51. And it's the 8th of February 2016 and I'm titling this episode Storm Imogen because that's what we're currently going through at the moment, Storm Imogen. I'll just talk a little bit about Storm Imogen and then I'll talk a few on the updates. And then I want to talk a bit about how I organise my seeds for the coming year. Well, Storm Imogen started to hit last night and it was quite blowy and windy. Wind kept whistling and I woke up quite a few times and banging and things. It was a real concern for me, even when I was at work today. Was a greenhouse okay? Was a garden okay? But when I got up this morning, I looked out to the garden. A few pots and what have you blown around, but mostly everything was okay. We'd lost our bin out front. Not a huge problem. I still don't know where that is, eh? And the same when I got home from work today, first thing I did was just check in the garden. Everything looked okay. Bit of a fence, had, the trellis on the top of the fence had blown down, but I'm not too worried about that. So at home, everything seems to be okay. Unfortunately, I haven't been to the allotment to check on there. Too cold, wet, windy to chance it. So hopefully tomorrow I'll get there and have a look. I've got to do a video for this week, so I need to go there tomorrow anyway. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see how it goes for the night. I'm going to have an early night tonight because I'm so tired after it keeping me awake. So, hopefully it will be okay. So, okay, let's talk about what's been going on in the plots. Well, I haven't been down to 128B much this last week due to work and daylight, although it's getting easier. I popped on the way home from work on Friday night for an hour and just added some more horse manure to the beds and started to tidy up the raspberries a bit more. And the same yesterday, I popped down there, more horse manure into the Jerusalem artichoke and the sloe bush bed. And I planted up the Jerusalem artichoke and the sloe bush yesterday. And that was just the four Jerusalem artichokes that I harvested. So hopefully they'll grow on. I need to pot some more artichokes in there. The sloe bush I planted as well, and I'm hoping that hasn't been blown over and ran over because it's quite close to the road, but you'll see that on the video. I'll find out tomorrow when I pop there. And the raspberry bed, as you know, I laid out some of the plastic tubing to make the bed. Hopefully that hasn't blown away, I'll find out. And I've just started cutting down some of the raspberries that I'm treating as autumn ones to find out if they are autumn. Unfortunately, it just felt a bit too cold and wet to really go at it yesterday, so I couldn't really do a huge amount. So in the video, it probably looks like not much has changed. I'm also hoping the shed is withstanding weather. We'll have to find out. It's kind of scary, really. I wanted to get more beds made and at home. I have been cutting down more pallets and treating them, so we're on the way there, just to get in there. And talking of at home, right. Seedlings in the potting shed. The tomato Lidl, or whatever they're called, I can't ever pronounce them. They've germinated really quickly. They're up and going within a week, I think it was. So that's doing quite well. I'm keeping an eye on the rest. The aubergine and chilli. I was going to say they had them, but I checked on them just now. And the aubergine, I've just seen one just start to sprout. So it's looking really hopeful. I was half expecting it not to. I was thinking I was going to have to get rid of them, but it's looking like I'm going to be okay. We'll give it another week and see if any more come through. If not, I have to sow more again. But I only really need 4 aubergine plants to last, and that should be plenty. All the salads and stuff are germinating. I've moved some of the older salad leaves into the greenhouse, and that seems to have done them really well. So I have to add some more of the plants into there. The leeks I sown a few weeks ago, they've starting to show signs of germination. So I'll grow those on. I might have to plant some more leeks, sow some more leeks, so that better go on the list. But they're germinated, so they're going to need a lot of care and get ready before they get planted out. I've also planted a kiwi plant. I brought this from Wilkinson's. There's a little whip, if you like. And that's going to in a pot in the greenhouse. It's got a little leaf. So when I checked on it today, it'd actually been blown over or knocked over or something. So I've repotted that on and given it a good water. So hopefully that's going to grow well. Been on call for this last weekend, so I really haven't had time to do much. And with the weather, what little time I have had has been not really feeling like going outside. I mean, last week I recorded this podcast in the shed. I'm in the kitchen today because it just feels a bit warmer. I prefer to do it in the shed because I don't think you get that hissing noise like you probably hear now. Apart from the banging from the storm. I noticed that on last week's podcast it was crystal clear. Didn't miss any words. So I've definitely gone back to the old software. I've just got to find a way of reducing the how much megabytes it uses to reduce everyone's data usage. But won't worry about that. Even in the shed, it's really cold and miserable. So I just didn't really feel like working in the shed. Although over the last week, I've been out there cutting pallets down and what have you, and making up new bedding. So, it's just this last weekend, it's been really cold and miserable. It's not actually been all that cold, to be fair. It's just the wind and they're giving it a wind chill. Something else I've made a note of. I got an email from West Dean, where I go to the Chili Festival most years. They email out every few weeks or so, just a bit of advertising, as you would say. And, they had a chili seeds giveaway, so I've applied for that. And they're giving the chili seeds away in the plan for exhibition for a competition at their next Chili Fiesta, which I'm planning to go to. So I don't normally like to sow seeds for competition or grow plants for competition. I prefer to grow stuff to eat. I just fancy giving this one a try because I do like the Chili Fiesta. It's such a good day out. We go most years. We couldn't go last year because I was on call. But most years we like to go. And it creates a really really good atmosphere based around chilies and chili plants and chili sauce and curries and everything chili related, really. It's really worth going. That's West Dean near Chichester. I'll put a link up on the show notes if you're interested in going. Some of my photos and stuff, I'll see if I've got any on the website that I've talked about before. I think I've done a review of it before, if I remember right. I'll try and add links to those as well. Okay, so I want to talk a bit about how I try and organise my seeds for the year. I should have done this earlier on in the year. But I didn't. Oh, I should have spoke about this. I normally do this around December, January. And what I do, I open up a spreadsheet on my phone or pad or whatever I have to hand at the time. And I will go through and write down all the plants I want to grow from seed. So that could be tomatoes, aubergines, leeks, okra, and so on and so on. Sorry, that's just a really loud blow there. And that'll be listed in the first column. Now, in the next column, I would write down any varieties. So if we take tomatoes, it'll be the Crimson Crush, the Italy, Gardener's Delight, Money Maker, and so on. Same with aubergines, it'll be Black Beauty, that's about all I grow. Chilies, jalapenos, Scotch bonnets, razzmatazz. Any particular varieties that I want to grow. And I'll do the same for each particular type of vegetable. If I don't have a particular variety that I want to grow, I'd leave that spare. I would then, in the next box, on the program I use, have the option of putting a tick box down there. So make those all tick boxes. And then what I would do is I'll go through my seed boxes, and if I've got that particular variety of seeds, I'll put a tick in there. And I'll go right through all my seeds, putting a tick. And if I haven't got any listed, I might add them. Add them onto the list. So, you know, I might not put down celery, for example, saying I want to grow. But if I got the seeds, I'll add celery. Then in the next column, I would add, am I definitely growing this? And again, that would just be a row of tick boxes. The reason I do that is that when I go through my seeds, because most of my seeds come free from various magazines when I purchase on a monthly basis. And sometimes I get stuff I want to grow, sometimes I get stuff I don't want to grow. But if I've got them, I kind of know I got them. And then any I don't want to grow, I can just sort of say, well, if I don't want to grow these, why keep them? I can perhaps swap them with somebody, or I'd do something with them. And then when they're gone, they can come off the list. Now in the next one, as I'm going through these seeds, in the next column, I would put down the sowing time. So it could be some seeds, where as I go through the seeds, you know, I look on the back and it says sowing March to May, blah, 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 blah. So I would make a list of that. Now, I would actually do the first row would be sowing indoors, second row sowing outdoors, and then a third column of planting out. Now, it's a bit difficult to really know when planting out time is, because I tend to do it around May, depending on the weather. If it's a really cold year, I'll probably hold off. But if it's a decent year, not too worried. Now in this year, towards the middle and end of May, I'm actually going away on holiday for a couple of weeks. I've got a plan for the podcast, so don't worry about that. So if I've got to think on how I'm going to do this, because if I plant stuff in the beginning of May, 2 weeks they may not get watered. Although I've got a house sitter, Max, thankfully, is going to come round and he'll probably water every day. So at home, that's not too much of a problem. The biggest problem would be there is down the allotment. But then a lot of the stuff I'm growing down there probably isn't going to be planted around May. Things like cabbages and broccoli and so on is probably going to be a bit earlier than that. Although a lot of the things that may be planted there are just sort of extra tomatoes that I don't know what to do with. So that may wait until I come back. But we shall see. So that just about does my spreadsheet for my seed preparation, shall we call it. As I say, if there's any particular varieties I haven't got that I want to grow, I can then just go through this list, right, add that to the order. And at the same time, there's, say like this year, I wanted to grow mushy peas. So I didn't have any mushy peas, so I done a bit of research and found the variety I wanted to grow. So that gave me a bit of a thought process. I would also add things like potatoes and garlic, that you know, the varieties of that and stuff. The spreadsheets really are my friend. And I've got an iPhone, as you know. Everything I pretty much do is on my iPhone, my iPad. And the advantage with iPhone, now I don't know if any other systems out there do it. If I add a spreadsheet on my phone, it automatically goes onto my iPad as well. So I've always got that list, and I can always print it off quite easily. I have seen other spreadsheets that some other people would do, and I've considered this, but it's just not really for me, and that would be a sowing and planting guide. So each column would be the month, so January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, going across the top. And down the side, each row would be the particular plant, so tomatoes, aubergines, okra, cabbages, onions. And then they would probably have two rows, so it could be tomatoes, one row of sowing and one row of planting out. And they would highlight or use a tick box to indicate when these particular times are. That's another thing you might want to do if you are doing it. I don't actually do that, because I find my system with it all in one spreadsheet works. Hopefully I'll try and get a copy of this spreadsheet up on the blog for you, on the notes for this, just so you got, it'll be just a quick rough guide, because the actual file is quite big, but you get a rough idea of what I'm talking about then. So now that's sort of the one I do, but the other one, you know, I've seen quite a few people do it, and it works for them. So I just wanted to talk a little about what I actually do. As always with this, I always talk about what I do and what I like to. I would like to do or other options. So yeah, that's that really. I hope you found that useful for you if you're just trying to work out what seeds to grow. I hope I haven't rambled too much towards the end. I just wanted to get that across. As I said, I should have really discussed this earlier in January, December, January time, just to, I wouldn't say it's too late now, but, you know, weather like this, and you're sorting your seeds out or trying to figure out what to plant, there you go. Something you could be doing. Again, I don't really try and tell people what to do. I'm not horticulturally trained or anything. I just say what I do and hope you find it useful. So with that, I'm going to sign off now. As always, please do go visit the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Let's get more traffic on there. So just need to get people, please sign up, become a member, and comment on the podcasts and in the forums. Just want to get people talking and joining us all up so we can all help each other. In case you haven't guessed, I'm really passionate about growing my food. So that's why I do this, because I'm so passionate, and I know I'm not the only one. And I want to learn from you guys as well. Give me your ideas and things. So yeah, please do go visit the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. And if you want to email me, it's richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. So thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week. Oh, and don't forget, there'll be a video coming out over the next couple of days on YouTube for a bit of a run-through on how the plots are looking. But that'll also be on the website. So thanks, and see you again.